only comment that I have is on 5.15.11. Let's read that this. The NCOP approves, disapproves the intervention in the Matlangeni local municipality in terms of section 139, section 1B of the Constitution. Can we take only one word between these two words? Approve or disapprove? We disapprove. Honorable Chetty?
Yeah, thank you. See, I think there was consensus from the last two meetings, from the committee itself. It was just a matter of formalizing it. So I believe that was the committee's decision.
Honorable Nagetti?
Yeah, but this one, I take it we are agreeing. I want to raise something else.
No, we take it we agree.
Yeah, I'm saying I'm agreeing with the sentiments expressed so far, but I want to raise something else.
Okay, that's fine.
I'm on point 15.1.2, the next point. I see here the recommendation is that SALCA be the one entrusted with the responsibility of training and what have you. As far as I understand it, SALCA is an association, a voluntary association of municipalities. They come together so that they can give each other support and all those other things and can be consulted, especially by department, national and provincial, of matters affecting local government. But on a matter like this one, I thought the responsibility should actually be with the Department of Corporate Governance there in the province. They can, of course, work with other stakeholders like SALCA. So I'm saying the point here, we should actually talk about COCTA in the province, not SALCA.
Okay. Honorable member, can you phrase this? Can you rephrase this paragraph?
Yeah, fortunately in the committee here in this meeting, we have got competent people, content advisor. Content advisor, no? For sure, yeah, he should be able to advise.
Thank you, Jesus. Based on that. So we've agreed that we disapprove it, which means that the max B 15.13 and 14 will fall away. Correct? Because there's no reason for us to have a report, because there is no. Okay?
15.13
and 1.4
fall away.
Will fall away because there's no reason for the follow-up reports. But Chair, I just want to bring attention to the Honourable Molaketti. To the Honourable Molaketti is that COCTA has conducted counselor training throughout the province for all the municipalities. They've already done that. So that's why I thought that SALCA coming in to now do a refresher course, because it seems that the council didn't kind of get exactly what was expected of them. So that's the reason why I assumed you went to SALCA to do a refresher course for them. But I have no issue with asking COCTA to go back and do that again. I'm willing to agree to that, to say COCTA and SALCA must do that. So then it reinforces the fact that if you notice some of the issues we had is that the councillors were not aware of their roles themselves. So maybe a refresher course there will assist them. So we can just maybe change it and just say COCTA and SALCA to provide that. If that helps the Honourable Molaketti.
Thank you. Come in to say on the recommendation 15.1.2, SALCA currently is the coordinating window for capacity building in municipalities. And then the recommendation is also furthering, saying SALCA should partner with the local government CETA in providing training to the local authority in terms of orientating their roles and functions as councillors. And also recommendation 5.1.4 on the follow-up visit. I think as a caring committee, based on the challenges that have been reported, and remember one of the challenges was it was said that there were no 67 managers that have been appointed but those positions have been advertised at the end of May. I think after these challenges could have been addressed, I think the committee will should have an opportunity to come after the fact, like to see whether are there possible new challenges the municipality might experience after this initial intervention that has been reported. So that if there might be new issues that may arise, the committee might advise according to where it can or where it cannot. I think the follow-up visit is to ensure that there's continuity, the municipality is functional, it is at the state that it can function without possible problems.
Thank you, Chair. In respect to 15.1.4, our content advance has reflected, I think we should be very institutional here to say, you see, the MEC in the province in terms of our oversights and intervention must submit Section 47 to the committee. Quarterly, I don't know how I stand to be advised. So in this note, I think we should emphasize the Section 47 report or notice to the committee, because that will then indicate to us in terms of the province where he has instituted Section 139 or any other intervention or on development thereof. I think we should insert that just to cover ourselves as an institutionalized guiding section. And then, Chair, while we are saying that we disapprove the intervention, Chair, the COCTA in the province has tried to flag to us the necessity or the need for them to institute Section 139. And in terms of our analysis, we see that the reasons that they forwarded to us are not sufficient enough. In that note, Chair, it also says to us as a committee, we need to also say, why are we disapproving? We need to put a substantive recommendation. I mean, we cannot say we are disapproving, but we must say why. For example, Chair, if you check your back-to-back service, Chair, it says you consider Section 139 if the municipality... Sorry, Chair. If the municipality has failed to do the following, Chair, the political stability. Now, in that instance, in that municipality, there's no sense of political instability that they have convinced us. Okay? Point to the governance, issues of governance. In that municipality, Chair, it was clearly set out by the deputy mayor that they are constituency sitting, their meetings and so on. They are functional, the TROCO is functioning. Your service delivery, your financial management systems. I'm trying to say, Chair, we need to call our recommendation to say, due to this, we therefore not approve this intervention. I think we have the content advisor who can take us through that. Thank you, Chair. We should not just be just disapprove with no reason. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Let me welcome Honorable Manipula. Welcome.
Yeah. My understanding is that the recommendations, these recommendations are based on the observations. If you go back to 14, I agree with the Honorable Mhlanga, but I'm saying the issues he's raising, they are valid. Fortunately, they are covered under 14. This is our observations and opinions. So based on this, we are therefore deciding as follows. So, and therefore, I think I agree that we should say that yes, we disapprove. It is arising from the observations and findings. Secondly, I go along with I think the proposal by Honorable Chief that we on 15.1.2 we say COFTA end, you know. I think that is what he proposed. That will cover me. I'm fine with that, you know. I also agree that 15.1.4, the last paragraph, should indeed be taken out. You know, I think there was a proposal. I think we should indeed take it out. I agree. You know, if we have to go there, I mean, it will be informed by 15.1.3. I think there was also a proposal that maybe we must take out 15.1.3, but that one I thought we can live with it. It will also cover what the Honorable Mahlanga was actually saying about us getting quarterly reports. You know, it will. So once we get those quarterly reports, it will then guide us as to whether there's a need for us to want to go back or not. But I think it covers what you are raising. So those are my proposals. Sure.
Thank you.
Thanks, Chair. It's good to see, Chair, that we're all finding ourselves today. So that's good progress for the committee. No, I've been saying this, it's important we all find ourselves, so we make a collective decision as a committee and we take responsibility. Chair, yeah, I agree. So we keep 15.1.1. We keep 15.1.2, we do delete. Chair, the reason around 15.1.4, why we delete it, remember there's a competency in the province for them to exercise that role. Now, we do not want to usurp our powers and now we be the ones trying to do this. Then what's going to happen is we're going to have to go to every single province and every single municipality and we're going to oversee the running. Then there's no sense for a copter in each of the provinces. So that's why I said initially why we delete that. And it's a competency of them to do that. So I think we've got general consensus on that, Chair. So I'm going to move that.
Honourable Manipule?
No, thank you, Chair. My apologies for arriving late. I went to another meeting. Mine, I don't want to take the committee back. I hope that in the essence of the observation and funding, the manager to do some work. I just want to come in, take the opportunity that Honourable Mahlanga has raised. Around that, what is rate is critical, but I want to, I think it falls under 15.1, and then I want to make some addition on the 15.1. And after that sentence, before it says recommends, select committee recommends that, I just, after the comma of the stakeholders, I want to read it then further. Considered the substantive matter that has been presented to the committee and in application of the relevant legislations, select committee recommends that because of we have considered based on what Honorable Mahlanga has presented of the section of 139 and also other system X 154, it was mentioned somewhere. So other than it covers, then why did we arrive to disapproving in that matter, Chair? Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Chairperson. Chair, like, mine is just to provide a postural advice. I heard what Honorable Mahlanga is saying, regarding 15.13. But I think we should not include the Section 47 in this report. Well, like Section 47, that annual municipality report that the NEC tables, they tabled it annual from all the provinces. So it should include in this report. So the way it is crafted here, I think it's fine. Yeah.
Mr. Chair, thank you. Just two issues more grammatical than anything else. We've got on page 2, we've got 5.2. Right at the bottom, it says reports were received suggesting that the municipal had become factionalized. So if we can just change that to the municipality. And then 5.5 on page 3, right in the middle, it says, however soon after the MEC's departure, the municipal council went off on a tangent. If we can just either change that, move that, because that makes no sense. We either have to say that the municipal council became dysfunctional or made a noise or whatever, but going off on a tangent I just think is bad grammatical. Does not make sense in this context. That's all. Thank you.
Thank you very much. When can we okay, the changes the changes will be made very soon after this meeting, but when can we set those drafts?
Yeah, I don't know, Chair. Do we have to adopt? We need to move the adoption of this since we did a version on it. But again, there is this 14.5. I don't know if you can go through it. Because since I hear Honorable Hwang's comments, it says 14.5. It's also not relevant because the talk of political infighting, which it was not really reality. I don't know. It was not really outcome on the presentation made by the deputy mayor. Your 14.5. Don't know, can I read it? With regard to the allegation political infighting in the municipal council, the Municipal System Act and specific systems 51 provides that, you see, I don't know, someone can someone, thank you.
Yeah. I wanted to second the system for the adoption. But the point he's raising, fortunately, it is say it's an allegation, you know? Yeah, it's an allegation. So, yes. Sure.
Honorable Manipuli?
No, Chen. Myself, I have a problem with that. Maybe if it can be tweaked and rephrased. Because of, I think this is based on what the presentation was made by COCTA. Then we also have to because of, it falls under paragraph observation and findings of ours. So our finding is not here in the under this very same paragraph, because it says infighting. What did we observe? Because to us, my observation that the infighting that is healthy in the organization, in any political context, infighting is not like physical. There's a fight of the ideas that is there, but council could sit and make some resolution on that, in that fact. So we can make it and highlight it that the observation that we say, the presentation says that there's an infighting, but however, our observation says that the work could manage to proceed because of it does not hamper on other work of the council to work and to perform it. Then because of if we leave it there, when it comes to say to our disapproval, because of saying that it clearly says that there's a political instability that hampers the work of the municipality, it really contradicts what we want to seek to our observations, then this sentence is really contradiction. You can see how long it is. It's really contradiction. And also, as well, this systems exam making, it really needs to be tweaked, this sentence. It's just that I have not really applied my mind. I could sit down, but I can sit down and tweak it and be able to present it. But the way it is myself is it's a contradiction. We're contradicting ourselves as a committee. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm lucky.
Again, also.
I'm trying to have a second look at the paragraph. Yeah. Under committee observations and opinions, we are addressing ourselves, not to the issues raised with us. Those allegations. Here we are saying, with regard to that allegation of political infighting in the municipal council, we are saying the Municipal Systems Act provides for a clear answer as to what should be done. You know?
Okay.
That provides that municipality must, within its administrative and financial capacity, establish and organize its administration in a manner that would enable the municipality to ensure that blah, 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 blah. So we are saying that which they said must be done must indeed be done. The issue of making sure that those positions are filled, people are appointed. So we're addressing that, you know. We're saying we hear you. You are alleging, you know, that there was this and that. But please, can you implement the law, you know? Can you do what is supposed to be done? So I thought this is what it said, you know. Yes.
Thank you very much. Let's welcome the Honorable Member Makalaki. Welcome, you sir.
Chair, but I think sometimes, because I'm disadvantaged myself, but Section 51, 16th Act, I think it details the functioning of the municipalities in terms of Section 79 committees and so on, the entire functionality of municipalities and the service delivery part of it. Now, I don't understand how do we come to that, because here the presentation by COCTA is saying there was political infighting. The executive mayor is saying, no, TOCA was well meeting, our Section 79 committees were meeting. What do we take? What are we saying as a committee? Are we taking what they're saying? Or we should observe and come up with our own observation to say, as a committee, this is what we observe. Now, really, I'm still insisting, Chair, that Section this 14.5, Chair, either we recall it or we take it out, because it contravenes. It talks contrary to our recommendation. Thank you, Chair.
What is the views of the committee?
I can live with the removal. I can live with the removal.
The removal. Took it out, sir.
Rephrase it.
Okay, it will be rephrase it or remove. Okay, thank you very much, honorable members. Can we get the proposal that we adopt this report with those amendments? Honorable Chetty.
But Chair, we accept the recommendation that we disapprove it, and it's just for you to come back and tweak that 14.5, and if we don't get consensus, then we said we will remove, and I'm sure the committee will be able to get it.
Thank you, Chair. Any second?
Western Cape.
Western Cape. Honorable Clemby. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, honorable members. The finance committee will get it after this. Can we be able to circulate those all the members? Yeah, please. Thank you very much. The meeting is adjourned.
Napoleon, I can sing you a song.
Thank you.